You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Republicans in Congress are moving toward a tax overhaul. The House approved a budget resolution with a four-vote margin that opens the door for a tax bill. Areas of focus: corporate tax rates and 401ks, retirement accounts. Congress has suggested capping the 401k contribution limit to just $2,400 a year. So for this week's Five Things You Need to Know, we look at retirement accounts as they stand right now with Laura Adams, host of the Money Girl podcast. Point one, how does investing with a 401k work?
A 401k isn't an investment in itself. This is a really confusing point that kind of trips up a lot of people. If you think of it more like a bucket where you hold investments that get special tax treatment, that's a more accurate representation of what's going on. So you control how a 401k is invested, and you typically get a pretty large investment menu that includes funds like mutual funds, index funds, target date funds, exchange-traded funds, etc., to choose from. So you get to choose what investments you want to hold inside the 401k.
Point two, what do you do with your 401k when you change jobs?
So it's called doing a rollover. When you leave, you can roll over those funds into either an IRA that you control or maybe even into another 401k at your new employer. But the key here is that you get to do that with no taxes and no penalties. So there's no downside to doing a rollover.
As we mentioned, Congress is considering a cut to 401k contributions to a maximum of $2,400 per year. Via Twitter, President Trump said this won't happen. So, point three, where do things stand right now if you can contribute?
So, for instance, for this year, for 2017, you can put in $18,000. And the good news is that that limit is going up. So it's going up by $500 for 2018. You'll be able to put in a total of $18,500. Always check and make sure that you're maxing out your account each year if you can. And you've always got until December 31 to max out your 401k plan each year.
If you're over 50, retirement is a little closer. If you're concerned about changes, what can you do to get ahead?
These catch-up contributions are $6,000 for both 2017 and 2018. So that means if you're 50 or older, you can put in $24,000.
We should add that right now, anyone contributing to a 401k can do so without paying taxes up front. If Congress's plan goes through, this could change. So are there other options to paying into a 401k? Here's point five.
You can also have an IRA. That stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement. You can contribute to both types of accounts in the same year. You can even max both a 401k and an IRA out in the same year. However, when you contribute to both types of accounts, some or all of your contributions to a traditional IRA may not be tax deductible.
That was Laura Adams, host of the Money Girl podcast. And you can read more on our website, marketplace.org. If you have a financial topic that you'd like explained, send us your five-thing suggestions. Just email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org.